Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. Today's Wednesday, July 24th, and we are back after a day off. How you doing?
I'm pretty good.
You know that my guest flaked yesterday. I had no show.
Oh, my God. That sucks.
At 9:15, they text me that she's sick. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like 45 minutes before you're supposed to be here.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I mean, you knew you were sick. Apparently, she was sick the night before, and they were hoping she'd feel better. But wouldn't you, like, the first thing you do in the morning is let people know?
Yeah, I feel like sometimes people decide in the morning that they're sick just because they don't feel like doing something.
Right, right.
Honestly.
Yeah, so then I don't have to be nice about it. So I told the publicist I'm pissed at her. Not at the publicist, but at the guest.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I just don't have patience for these people, you know? I'm not going to reschedule someone who ruined the show for me.
Yeah. You know? I mean, I wouldn't either.
Yeah.
Facts.
So what did you do yesterday?
I had my follow-up. I got my teeth whitened, and then I went to the swimming pool with Marcellus.
Oh, cool. What about your sister?
Well, yeah, she's
did
always.
She have her work yet?
No. No, we're still waiting for her to get an appointment.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so she doesn't even have one yet.
Mm-mm.
So what, she's here indefinitely or what?
Yeah, until she has surgery, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work. I mean, he goes to bed, like, yesterday we were at the pool we got there at like 3. And we got there at like, maybe like 2:30. And we stayed till like 5:30. So it's like 3 hours at the pool. Mm. And then he had dinner and he passed right out after dinner. Because it's just like, he was a lunatic at the pool.
Yeah.
So.
That's your 5-year-old nephew,
mm-hmm.
for those who don't know.
Yeah.
And you get to get a little taste of him now. So there you go. You know, you can't complain, right?
Yeah, no. I definitely can't.
Just think of his mom.
Yeah, I don't know how she does it every day.
I know.
I couldn't do it. I told her to look in, because when she gets surgery, I have to take care of her. So I'm like, you need to find a daycare for him, because I can't be watching both of you.
Making him crazy.
Yeah, like, I'll drop him off and I'll pick him up. Like, I can't be doing that you're out.
And it's better for him too, you know? He doesn't need to be around adults all the time.
Oh, yeah, I feel like he needs to be around kids for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, like, terrible news. Last night, my friend calls me, and her niece was hit by a hit and run.
Died?
No.
Oh. But well, I mean, that's a positive.
This. Yeah, I know. But it's pretty bad. I mean, they crushed her legs. She was, like, standing near her car.
Oh, getting into it?
Double parked, getting stuff from the back, from the trunk. She even left her house door open and everything. Went on the street. The car crushed her legs, and the guys just fled. Leaving their fucking car there and fled. Is that like the stupidest
Wait, they got
thing?
Out of their car?
Yeah.
The car's not insured or they stole it?
Yeah, probably.
110%. That's not his car.
Probably. Or maybe it is, and they're just like, you know, because at a split second, you try to figure out what to do, and maybe their
that
best
wasn't
thing
the,
was
yeah.
they didn't think about they're going to find us, you know?
Yeah, that was not the smart. Even if he did steal the car, I would have stopped. I mean, I'm going to get in more trouble if I don't stop.
Yeah, you know? So she's in the hospital. They did surgery and stuff. I don't know what's going to happen with her.
Hopefully
legs.
She can figure out who did that, so she can not only sue them for the hospital bills, but also the time she's going to need out of work. Because she's gonna need physical therapy. She's not going to be able to work or walk.
Yeah, I know. Fucking wheelchair probably. Shit. I'm just thinking about this. I'm going, you know, look at life, you know?
Anything can happen.
Health is so
second.
Precious, you know?
Yeah.
You never know.
No. I remember when I was in middle school, there was a teacher who always walked with a limp and a cane, but she was young. And come to find out that she, same thing kind of happened to her. She was like taking groceries out of her car, and a car just came and like crushed her.
Yeah.
Like just like whammed into her.
Wow.
So if she was like basically, have you seen that movie Mothballs?
No.
or okay, I don't even know why I asked, but his something like that happened to his wife. Uh-huh. She died in the movie, obviously, but she got crushed by the two cars, and they called, had to call 911, and they couldn't even move the two cars till they got there.
Really?
But she was, she got crushed. They told her she'd never walk again. Now she just walks with a limp and a cane. But she was young. Wow. She was young. That's why, like, when I get groceries, I just pull right into my garage. I'm like, I'm just going to get that extra cardio in.
Yeah. What would you do if you suddenly couldn't walk? Wouldn't you want to die, man?
I don't... I mean, I would definitely be depressed, for sure.
Right, depressed, big
but
time.
But if I would, like, give it my all to try to walk again, and if if it was, like, a prognosis of, like, yeah, it's just never happening, then I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if I could hack
it. Yeah, yeah. But I think we can... I mean, I think most people can, because... we have that instinct to survive and to live, you know?
Right.
And besides, you go, okay, so, you know, you accept it, which is the hardest thing.
Yeah.
And then you go, well, so I'll adjust my life to it.
Right.
You know? People don't kill themselves because they're on wheelchairs.
Yeah.
You know, but it definitely changes your life forever.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
There's anything that could change your life. If you're underwater for too long, you get brain damage. Yeah. Or...
And she just got a new car 3 days ago. Now she's not even going to get to drive it. Fuck.
Yeah, it's awful. Awful.
What the fuck's going on, man?
That's why I try, like, not to read the news and stuff, because there's so much depressing stuff on there.
Right?
And I'm just like, I don't... I mean, it's a great reality check, but it's like, I also don't want the reality check, you know?
So what do you watch, like Love Island and things
like that?
I actually
don't watch that show.
Really?
That's, yeah, I haven't gotten into it, but I know it's popular, I guess.
Yeah, everybody watches it now. Mm-hmm. So what is it, like The Bachelor, but in a vacation place?
They used to have
things like that. Right?
Kind of. Well, they go, I guess they go and, like, say it's me and I'm walking on the island. I get to choose. I'm most attracted to Ben. Mm. And then Ben can be like, nah, you know?
Yeah.
And then people get sent home weekly. I don't know how it works because I don't watch it. But people get sent home, and that's embarrassing. So.
Yeah. Well, they get sent home in every game, though.
Yeah, they do. I don't know how you win, but the people that win get, like, I think $500,000 or something.
Really?
Crazy. Like, something ridiculous.
That's a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on Survivor, they got a million.
Yeah. After tax, it's like $500,000.
For one person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Hey, shit. Even if it's $500,000 split between whoever won the show, that's still like what you're looking at, $125 each.
Right.
That's way more money than you would have gotten in an entire year working whatever regular job you left to do this reality show.
True, you know.
Fact.
I mean, I would do Love Island. I would never do Survivor, though.
No, me neither.
It's too rough. Because
I wouldn't survive.
Right? Yeah.
Eating bugs, not brushing my teeth, showering, looking like ass on camera. I'm all set.
I know.
Set.
It's terrible, no. Right? I mean, it's not like going camping or something in a tropical place and you have all the conveniences.
Like a cabin or like whatever.
Yeah,
no,
know.
I wouldn't do it. I'm surprised that show is still going and that people still watch it.
20 years
Because there's
later.
So many like knockoff survivors. It's like, what? Like, how does anyone like keep up with the shit, you know?
I know.
Naked and Afraid. Who would ever do that show?
I know.
Honestly, like, let me sign up to be naked this entire time we're filming.
Right.
Because I'm so desperate for my claim to fame.
Right. And what's the point if they have to pixelate everything anyway, you know?
I know.
What's the point?
It's dumb.
I guess just to make you feel vulnerable.
But they're
something.
On like season 10.
Yeah?
That's like the crazy part. Whoever fucking sold that show. The dumbest concept ever. And yet here they are making millions because they're on like season like 10 or something.
Right. Well, do you get people naked? People are going to watch it. You know?
Yeah, I guess. I guess. That's wild.
All these reality shows, man. You can't keep up, you know?
No.
Have you tried to get on any more?
I got an email like a week ago for like this new show and I applied. But as soon as they ask that question, have you ever been on any other shows? And I say yes. I'm like, I'm never going to hear back from them.
Yeah.
I just don't
think. They want someone new.
Yeah. And I'm older too. They like younger. They like the younger crowds, like the 20 and up, because they can be manipulated more. Like they can tell a 21-year-old, hey, do this show for $200 a week.
They'll do it.
They'll never be able to tell me that. Like, I'd be like, who are you talking to? I'm $200 an hour, you mean? I would never. They'd have to pay me like a chunk of change. Like people are like, you should do Love Island, which I would totally do if they paid me to go.
Right.
Because it's a long ass flight too. They're all the way in Fiji. Can you imagine going and getting sent home and taking that long-ass, miserable flight home?
Right. But I can't imagine anybody paying the contestants to come there.
They have to get paid. It's a job.
Really?
Yeah.
Even if you... But it's a game.
It doesn't matter.
Really?
You still have to get paid, yeah.
Oh,
mm-hmm. Because it's technically a job, but you fill out like a 1099 and they tax you at the end of the year.
Right.
Because it's like you're a contractor, basically.
So do you think most shows give them $200 a day?
I know a lot of shows pay shit. Really? Like shit.
Yeah.
That's why like on shows I tried out for Big Brother, not the celebrity version, because I don't consider myself a celebrity. And they were like, we wouldn't be able, like, we don't pay anyone. But I actually heard that show does pretty good. Like, I know they pay their contestants, I think, $1,800 a week, which is not the norm for a reality show. Like, a normal, I know Real World pays $250 a week.
Really?
And you have to pay for everything while you're there.
Yeah.
So it's like, how are you guys going to pay for shit with $250 a week? Like, my yeah. car note is more than that.
Good. The producers are such fuckers, man. I mean, yeah.
and they're making like 200,000.
Yeah, it's more.
Like, driving around in their G wagons, beep beep,
right,
to set.
Know? And the show probably makes millions and billions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I hate about Hollywood, man. If you want to talk about people taking advantage of other people, this is where it's at.
Yeah,
because if you want the job badly enough, you're gonna even work for free.
Yeah.
You know?
True. And I mean, some people say you got to pay your dues, but like, what is that extent? Because if you do a show for nothing and then you never do a show ever again, what dues did you pay?
Right.
You basically just worked for...
you don't know that you won't.
Exactly. That's why people are like, okay, fuck it, I'll do it.
Yeah.
You know? Like, if somebody offered me a show and they're like, hey, we'll only give you $8,000 for 4 weeks, I might be like, it's a new network and I haven't been on TV in 8 years, I might do it.
Really? So you wouldn't take it under any... I mean... you would just take it. If they give you $8,000,
just
take it.
Yeah, although I would expect more. Like, if someone has said 4 weeks, I would want, like, between 20 and 30K.
And what if they didn't give it to you? You wouldn't go on?
It depends.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's more than you have now.
Hey, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I haven't been on TV in 4 years.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, maybe $8,000 doesn't sound too bad. Just to get my face back on the TV screen. So next time they say, like, nope, that's my 12th show. Now I want 20,000, right, or 30,000, or 40,000, or 50,000.
And if they offered you four, you wouldn't do it?
No.
Really?
That's $1,000 a week.
Yeah.
No.
No?
No.
Wow.
Absolutely not. That's embarrassing, actually.
No, I mean, but are you in a position to turn something like that down?
You have to.
Why?
Because then you don't know your worth. Yeah. I would never take $1,000 a week for a reality show.
No, but you can say I'm worth $1,000 and nobody hires you, so what's
the
point?
Shoot that high, but I wouldn't shoot as low as $1,000. Not when I know people on Big Brother are getting 18 and they've never been on TV before.
Right, but you're not on Big Brother. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I mean, if it's a show like Love Island, I wouldn't do it for $1,000 a week.
Mm.
Mm-mm. And competition shows, this is what people don't get. They're really fucking stressful.
Yeah.
They're extremely stressful. You get treated like shit.
Yeah.
Long. $1,000 a week? Hell no.
Not worth it.
No. Huh? If they said $2,000 a week, maybe.
Yeah.
And I just
would. Well, that's 8,000. Oh, that's 8,000.
That's 8,000. Yeah. Okay. So I take $2,000 a week. Right, I wouldn't take 1,000 though.
Yeah.
Because after they tax you, like let's say at the end of the year when you do the 1099, they really only paid you like $5,000.
Right.
No. Absolutely not.
Oh, well.
But okay, there's people that will. That's why they go for people that have never been on TV before.
Right. They can take advantage of them.
But supposedly they're doing a celebrity version of Love Island. I'm like, call me for that one. Call me after the first season does well and you guys are going to do a celebrity version. I'll definitely do that because I'm still fucking single.
Yeah.
But everyone on that show is like 20.
Yeah. Huh?
And I'm 31. So that comes into play too. Like your age has a big factor of where they can fit you.
Right. Some games they mix older and... Like
Big Brother.
Big Brother.
They have
does.
Like 50-year-olds with 20-year-olds.
Right.
Oh, God.
What other show did I see here?
Probably like Amazing Race. There's like...
Yeah, and Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. But some of the shows you're saying, it's only the young ones.
Yeah, right? Like Love Island, Are You the One? All those shows are usually like 20 to 22, 24. Mm. Like no one, I don't think anyone's in their 30s.
Jeez. Oh, man, I don't get these shows. Who's got time to watch all that shit?
I actually don't really watch reality TV anymore. I can't remember the last time I sat down and watched a reality show.
Yeah.
At all. If I was on one, I'd watch it.
And there's a million of them, right? Million shows.
I don't know.
Probably.
Reality I don't know. Shows? Yeah, I don't just don't see. I haven't, besides Love Island, I haven't heard of any new, like, reality shows.
Yeah.
It's all ones that have been, like, season for season.
Long running, right.
Yeah, like, they brought Jersey Shore back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, why? I don't know. they have Are You One, X on the Beach, The Challenge. But all these shows have been, like, season for season now.
Yeah.
So it's not like it's a brand new show. Like, Love Island's brand new, but they also bit that from the UK. That's a UK show.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just super popular in the UK.
I know. That's what they're saying. In the US, it's not as good, so I don't know.
I don't know how the ratings are. I haven't been looking.
Yeah, they said something here about it. Hold on.
Yeah.
Why Love Island sank in the U.S.
Oh, no. Yeah. What does it say? I want to look up the ratings really quick.
Yeah.
Love Island U.S. ratings.
It sank. All you need is love. Okay, so the Brits love it, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, I mean, I don't know why this.
It says Love Island UK is cracking on while Love Island US stumbles.
Yeah.
Is Love Island deserted? Ooh, that's not a good look.
Wow. Well.
And the price is only $100,000. That's whack. That's probably why.
The prize.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
In the UK, I think it's $500,000.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. Yeah, but I mean, oh, so I guess when the stakes are higher, people are more inclined to watch it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says it's 2.3 million tuning into each episode.
That's not a lot.
Yeah, they were expecting more because it's on CBS. Because CBS, like Big Brother, I think it's like 18 million or something crazy like
that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's amazing that one's still going, you know?
I know.
Yeah.
So their premiere only got 1.4. That's wild.
Really?
Yeah. Let me just make sure I'm reading that correctly. Wow.
Let them fall in love on islands. What can I tell you?
Well, the thing is, it's really difficult because the first season of a lot of shows usually do bad.
Right.
I feel like if I ever got picked to do like something like Love Island, hit me up for season 2 or 3. Don't hit me up for season 1.
Really?
Because I don't think anyone is in tune for the first seasons. I think people catch on.
Plus, you may not know strategy that well. Yeah. You need to see other people play.
Exactly. And then you're like, okay, let me do season 2 or 3, and then more people are tuning in. And plus, it's all about casting.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't understand that. I don't know who's doing casting lately, but okay, so for instance, yesterday when Gabby was cooking dinner, we were like perusing through the TV. And we stopped on the MTV show X on the Beach. And I Skyped for that show last summer. I had like 8 Skypes for that. But all my exes said no.
Really?
So they didn't end up using me because I had no storyline into the show. I'm like, we watched maybe 10 minutes of the show. And I'm like, I don't know who did this casting, but it's just not a good cast.
Really?
Like, you can't expect people to watch a shitty cast. One, no one's attractive. All the guys are like not good looking.
Yeah.
The girls are like a 5 out of 10, not to be rude. But you gotta at least put like 2 bombshells in there.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, because I'm looking here at Love Island, everybody looks like a model.
Yeah, I saw that too. But that's another thing. You're not putting anyone that looks like an average American.
Right.
Put a chubby motherfucker on there.
Yeah, but nobody wants to see them.
But they do.
In swimsuits, I guess.
You know? But like, listen, chubby dudes are winning.
No, I
know. Put a chubby dude in there. Put a girl that doesn't have an 8-pack.
Exactly. But that's the point. They're showing them in swimsuits all the time.
It doesn't matter. Think about it. That's kind of like body shaming. It's like Miss America.
Well, it is. But that's what entertainment is about.
But look, they're sinking. If they had average people on there, the show would probably do better. I should start my own
but
casting company.
Not all the shows are like that. That's true. But
a lot of shows are, though. Like, I mean, Big Brother, they cast anybody. Doesn't matter what you look like. I think that's why that show does so good. Like, you could literally be a 60-year-old who just happens to go to the audition one day, and they're like, this guy looks like he'll cause some shit. Let's just put him in the house.
Exactly, you know?
Not, okay, he doesn't have abs. Let's not cast him.
Yeah, that's true, because in Survivor, they're in bathing suits, and not all of them have great bodies.
Exactly.
But this is what it's at. But you're right. I mean, I would totally disconnect from the show. They're all perfect 10s, you know?
Yeah, so episode 1 got 2.61, episode 2 got 2.59, and then it dropped all the way down to 2 flat, and then episode 5 dropped down to 1.8. So it's going down each episode.
Yeah, that's not a lot of people.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
Well, so much for all these handsome and pretty girls. What can I say?
And there's 10 episodes. Wait.
It's like these guys don't really represent.
There's 22 episodes. That's way too long for a reality show.
Yeah?
That's way too long. They should have wrapped that up in like no more than 13.
Right.
Who's going to watch a reality show for 22 weeks straight?
Wow.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. I've never even heard of anything that long. Episode 22, August 7th. Who is going to be invested into a show for that long?
That's true.
Wild.
Well, yeah. Some bad decisions made on this show.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like they probably had like a set amount of money because they probably got investors because they probably saw the UK. And the UK, that's like literally I follow a lot of clothing brands that send me clothes from the UK. And all they ever post about is Love Island. Really? It's like the biggest show in the UK. It's like their number one reality show because it's like their only reality show.
Yeah.
So it's like they probably see that. Right. And they're like, oh, it's going to be that big out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for them, it's cool because they have shitty weather. So they get to see this tropical island and stuff.
Yeah.
It's all fantasy for them. You know?
Exactly. Right. And those people sitting at home in the UK are like, I wish I could be on the show.
Right.
Like exactly. They basically watch it because they envision themselves one day being on the show.
Right. And in LA, everybody looks like these contestants.
Exactly why it's not doing well.
Right.
They should have gotten some chubby, some average looking chicks.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just not.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, they make all kinds of decisions.
Is there anybody with tattoos on there?
Let's see. Probably not. No. Oh, yeah. One guy I see tattoos.
Any chicks?
Actually, two.
Any chicks?
Chicks don't have tattoos.
See, they need to put, chick on. They need to put a chick on there with like a full leg sleeve, a full arm sleeve.
Yeah.
Her lip pierced. Like a a complete rocker chick.
Right, right.
I bet all those bitches have the same exact personality.
Probably, yeah. They're all like stuck up and shit. You know, beautiful. Model looking.
They probably got the one token black chick and the rest are white.
Yeah, one. Right? I think there's a black chick, the token black chick, the token black guy, Yamin, and then there's Caro who looks like a mix.
Oh, like mix, like me. Right. Like, could be Latin, could be Middle Eastern, could be something.
No, she's probably mixed black and white.
Okay. That's well, at least they threw three in there.
Right.
Out of a cast of probably 20. It's fine.
No, they're showing a cast of 10.
Those are the originals, though.
11. Yeah, I'm seeing 11 here, but I don't know. That's the picture. But at any rate, okay. So Love Island. I'm going to try to
watch it, too. I'm going to watch one episode.
Just to get an idea, right?
Yeah, I'm going to watch one episode.
Yeah. I mean, it's eye candy. That's why they put these guys and girls there. You know, they don't want regular people.
See, I understand the guy aspect of it, but a show like that, the main viewers are females. Mm. I don't think a lot of guys are sitting at home watching Love Island.
So they would feel kind of threatened by the women there, you think?
No. I mean, I definitely think they should have good-looking women on there, but I also think they should have switched it up. Like, have a bitch that's tatted and, like, emo and rocker, but still looks like badass in whatever she's doing, you know? I think they should have a chubby chick or a plus-size chick.
Yeah.
You know? Is there one chubby chick on that main cast?
Of course not.
Exactly. Yeah. And plus-size is, like, a big thing now.
Yeah.
Like, big girls are killing it now. So it's like, throw one big girl in there.
I know. But you know what? People are going to start body shaming her and making fun of her and stuff.
Well, no one should do reality TV unless they got thick skin.
Because they would stand out. You know, if you have like 5-6 skinny people and you bring one that's like heavier, people are going to like make fun of that because it doesn't like belong, you know?
That's awful.
No, I know. But
like, I think
TV.
If I was on a show like that, they would be like, she's plus size.
Right.
Yeah. Like they'd be like, she's plus size. I'm like, bitch.
You?
Yeah.
Plus size now.
Yeah, compared to those girls?
Still.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, all those girls probably wear 2. I wear an 8.
Really?
Yeah. I would be considered plus size in like the model world, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So they have to be super skinny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. I think anything past a 6 is plus size. I could be mistaken on there, but pretty sure.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How can that be plus size? And then you're in the same group with someone who's a 12 size.
Yeah, that's plus size.
Right?
Yeah, because in certain stores, it's like regular. Like, I consider myself to be curve, and then there's plus size.
Right.
So there's usually petite, curve, plus size.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So how can they put you in plus size already when you're only size, you know, 8?
I have no idea.
Wow.
I got asked. Somebody texted me.
You're the farthest I know from being overweight. You don't seem overweight to me.
I mean, now that I got surgery, probably not. But before I got surgery, I was 129. That's overweight for my height. Like, for my height, I should be no more than 115.
Yeah. Well, but it doesn't show. I think you're fine. Relax.
I dropped 5 pounds after surgery.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So when they weighed me right before surgery, I dropped down to 126.
But does it stay there or does it go back up?
I think it's also because of the garment. I just don't really have an appetite when I wear this, which is weird because when I take it off, so I'll take it off for a couple hours a day. Like obviously when I was at the pool yesterday, I wasn't wearing it because I'm like, I'm at the pool. I'm not going to wear a garment. when I take it off, I'm starving and I can eat like a pig.
Yeah.
When I have it on, I have no appetite.
Really?
Mm-mm, none.
What is it, a garment?
This thing, what I'm wearing.
Oh.
Remember I had the buttons before? This is the post garment that I got at my appointment yesterday.
Oh, it's like underneath the shirt?
Well, this is called something. No, this is it. It just doesn't have the zippers because if you wear the one with the buttons, it could leave marks on your stomach.
Yeah.
So they gave me this one, but this is called the Stage 2. Oh, and I still have to wear this for 23 hours a day.
Wow. Really?
Mm-hmm. But I take it off for a few hours.
But why do you have to wear that? What does it do?
It helps like shape.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Shape your arms and shape your where you got your areas done.
Yeah.
Like it was hot though. Like, but so this morning we woke up. Marcellus wakes up at 5 every day. Okay. So I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like, TT. I'm like, So he's up at 5 and I was like, hey, listen, we have to grab games for him and like coloring books to keep him busy. So we went to like Target. We did a bunch of stuff before I came here because we were up at like 5. And I was like getting into my car after dropping them home. And I was like, I'm hot as hell because this is like, and it's thick material. It's so thick.
And it is hot already this morning.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's supposed to be like 90 degrees today. I'm like, here I am in a garment.
Just 90. It was 105 here yesterday.
Well, and by the pool, I was like, it's hot as shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It is so hot.
And you guys do you have air conditioning, did we say?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
You do.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Because you're in a newer building.
Yeah, right? And we're trying to find a new roommate because one of my roommates gave his 30 days and he's moving out by September 1st.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you can't move out if we don't find a roommate, so you better get on top of it.
Yeah.
I hate that whole process. Everyone that's come so far has been not good.
No?
Yeah, I'm like, nope.
That sucks, man.
I just don't want to live with a weirdo.
I know.
Like, I have a good vibe going on now. Now he's fucking it up.
Really?
I'm like, great. Now we got to start over. I really particularly would not want to live with a bitch, but I also don't think I want to live with another gay guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
It's just having that many men in the apartment at the time, at the same time. Like, even on Saturday when I went to go pick up Gabby and Marcellus at the airport, my roommate had one of his guy friends sleeping on the couch and another guy in his room hooking up with him. I texted him. I sent a text. I go, hey, I don't want to be rude, but I'm picking my nephew up from the airport. When I get home, I don't want some random guy sleeping on the couch. Like, he needs to go. Like, I just don't want that.
Yeah. God, it's got to be hard sharing your space, man.
I realize now that Gabby and Marcellus is here, I do kind of wish I lived on my own.
Yeah.
I mean, but splitting bills three ways is great because, like, I can't imagine paying the gas bill and the electric bill all and the cable bill all on my own, but everything would be cheaper because I'd be living by myself as well. Right. Except obviously cable, you can't change the price of cable, but
yeah, but still, you would obviously have a smaller place, but maybe it's still better to have a studio than to live with somebody. No,
fuck no. Not my apartment's really nice and really big. Like, I just couldn't go from where I live now to a studio.
Really?
I'd rather suck it up and live with two people.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm just hoping the person that moves in is like never home, like my other two roommates, because my two roommates are like barely ever there.
Yeah.
So it's like good. I basically live by myself.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Now my son is thinking of moving out, and my daughter is too. And
how's your son going to move out if he's not working?
Yeah, well, he'll be back to working, I hope.
I know.
I'm supposed
to.
I'm sitting down with him to plan his career and his future.
Yeah.
And so I'm getting him to.
You need to give him that speech that Joy gave us last week. He's just going to have to like bite his tongue for the first whatever year, 2 years at a company until he can work his way up.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, we all have been there.
Yeah. You know. And also work at other things until you can, you know. But I told him the first thing you need to figure out is what do you really want to do?
Right.
What if you could do anything? What would you choose?
Right.
And then you start working toward it.
Right.
You know? I mean, why be miserable? And I'm reading a book that, you know, they're also talking about how we're like very linear in the way that we connect college to a career. Like, you know, if you go to medical school, you got to be a doctor, all this stuff.
Yeah.
And they say that today it's totally different.
Totally.
You know, I mean, people in mathematics can go and be in philosophy or
college
whatever.
Is just a waste.
Yeah.
It is.
But people have to understand, you know, not And that's what I'm trying to tell them. Just because you went to school, there's no guarantee you're going to be higher than the money that you want and that you're going to like it and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I need to give him the lesson, you know, to get into, bring him down to earth and make him realize that, you know, now he's thinking of moving to Texas to be with his girlfriend.
No.
I'm like, oh,
definitely
man.
Definitely not.
It's cheaper. He says it's cheaper there, but what's the point, you know?
He would hate that after a week.
I know. Every time somebody moves for a girl or a guy.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't work out.
Right.
And it works out right now because they're long distance.
Right.
They're not with each other on top of each other.
Right.
Shit changes, man. People be in relationships and all of a sudden they start living together. And it's like, my God, how was I ever attracted to you to begin with?
Yeah. Well, you try to talk to somebody who doesn't listen. Yeah. But we'll see, you know what I mean?
No, I mean, I've been talking to someone who doesn't listen, my five-year-old nephew. He does not listen.
But he's a five-year-old. Come on.
I'm like, oh, my God. Yeah. I've never seen somebody not listen this much in my life before.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't discipline him?
No, she does. And she just has no respect.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's bad.
How is that possible? Does he see his dad?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. That's probably why.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy issues. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I told him she should probably get him into children therapy now so it doesn't affect him in the long haul.
Yeah.
He is like, I wouldn't say behavioral issues, but like it's an issue.
And your dad is not the father figure for him?
No, he is, but he's not around as much because he moved out.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Hmm. Like I've called him a punk like 3-4 times since he's been here, yeah.
Oh, God.
Like today he picked something up at the store because we went to Ralph's. And when we were there, he picked up like gummy bears or something unhealthy. And I was like, you need to put that back. Like, we never eat that in our household. And he started screaming at me in the store about how there's a toy inside and he's going to have the toy. And I said, no, what you're going to do is you're going to listen to what I'm saying and put it back on the shelf. Meltdown.
No.
And I was like, no.
Jeez. Mm-hmm. And if his mom said that, the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
She's got a problem.
Mm-hmm. I mean, give or take, I think about it in a retrospect, like he's in a different state. He's not in daycare. He's with us all day long. Of course, he's like probably begging for attention. But when we say no, the answer is no. No one should repeat themselves 4 to 5 times.
Right.
Just should not be happening.
Especially to a kid. You know, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I know. Kids have no respect, man. And that's hard when they don't. I don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see what's going on in the world. A man, an Australian man, was caught with $140 million worth of meth. And that's after he crashed into a parked police car.
Well, that's God telling him it's time for you to get locked up and get your life together.
I mean, can you imagine how much money that is? $140 million. They said it's like how many pounds? 600 pounds of meth.
What, in his trunk?
In his car, yeah.
Well, he's going to jail for a very long time.
Like big boxes with...
I thought you said 140 bucks.
No, $140 million.
Wow.
For 600 pounds of meth. That's the street value of it. And, I mean, you're just seeing like...
Can you imagine?
Moving boxes full of plastic bags with...
But can you imagine being a drug dealer knowing that you are putting this shit on the streets? It's literally ruining people's lives and families and futures. And, like, how do you sleep at night?
Right.
It's so crazy.
I don't think they really think about that.
No, they don't. Anyone who can get into that business. And I know sometimes people are like, it's not a choice.
Right.
I'm like, everything's a fucking choice.
Right. And you put that much money is worth in your car?
Right.
What the fuck?
Right.
So he was transporting it probably or something. I can't imagine it was all his.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody's going to be out the money.
Yeah.
And be really pissed.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Some mob people probably. Who knows? Fuck, man. But yeah, that's actually in Australia. But still, it just shows you. How, like you said, people don't really care what they do to society.
No, they don't.
You know?
They don't at all.
They don't really give a shit.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
A funny thing, in England, they had a vegan conference, right? So
where?
In England.
Oh.
In London, I guess. They had a vegan event.
Sounds boring.
I know, right? So a couple of men showed up eating raw squirrels to make a statement.
Okay, that's doing too much. Right,
and it caused a lot of ruckus and disgust and shit like that. So they arrested them. I mean, this guy's actually eating fucking squirrel.
That's disgusting.
Right?
And squirrels are so cute.
I know, but, you know, a lot of animals are cute. We eat them.
Yeah, I know.
You know? But, yeah, he wanted to show that veganism is dangerous and you don't get enough nutrients and stuff. But what a way to do this, you know? I guess he did get the attention he wanted.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And that attention is going to last 30 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. But they were only charged 500 pounds a person, about $250, and for causing harassment, alarm, or distress. All right.
Wow.
There's nothing against eating squirrels, I guess, you know? Yeah.
I had a pet squirrel once. His name was Chippity Duda.
Really? And mm-hmm. he stuck around? He yeah. wasn't afraid
he
of
ate,
anything?
He ate M&Ms, potato chips. Just the only thing when he slept with us at night, me and my ex-boyfriend from when I was in high school, he would bite my toes and fingers.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And then one day we were like, let's just like let him outside, see what he does. And he just booked it. Mm-hmm. I was like, bye.
Yeah, that's where they live. My mom makes friends of them in the backyard. Have you heard of this rapper that was arrested, Tay K? Tay K is his name, a Texas rapper.
No.
He was sentenced to 55 years in prison for a murder that he committed while robbing a man. So they thought, I guess he and a few people, it was actually a few people, seven other guys or six, were arrested because they planned to steal drugs and money from the victim's home.
Wow.
You know? So they fucking go there, they shoot him, and this thing goes bad. Now, so 55 years you get in jail, he's going to have a lot of time to think about that. I guess in 2017, he cut off his ankle bracelet and fled the house arrest.
Wow. I would. I don't know how I would handle house arrest. I mean, I don't really leave the house, but I think if someone told me I couldn't leave, right. I would lose my shit. It's different right. because I choose to be home, but if someone was like, you have to stay here, I'd lose it probably.
Yeah, but you'd take it over prison any day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
That's the point.
Absolutely.
That is the point.
I sure would.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, I mean,
what's
I don't know
date?
How
it's
these...
24th. Oh, my God. It's almost August.
Yeah. So these guys become famous and stuff for what, you know? I don't understand that. They turn out to be criminals. Not yeah. saying all of them, but many.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So now, this Coca-Cola is going to sell an alcoholic drink, but it's only in Japan. And check this out. I mean, they started this in like, they do like a test of this, market testing, in a small town in Japan.
I feel like a lot of stuff starts in Japan.
Right.
And like China.
Yeah.
Like even the Instagram shit started in Japan when they took off the likes and the views.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Now they've spread it to other countries, but still, it started there.
Yeah, that's interesting. Huh. It's going to be, so, yeah, because it's modeled after a Japanese drink, I guess, so maybe it makes more sense. But don't expect it in the U.S. anytime soon. They're saying it just aimed at a slice of the market. Someone's trying to call in, so let me answer this. Since mm-hmm. They tried several times. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Is this the Dr. Nina show?
No, you called on the wrong show, sir. You need to call Channel 2, okay? What, are you on the website?
What's your show? Do you have a video feed?
No, we do not have a video feed at this moment.
Oh, crap. Right. Yeah, I'm on the website here, so uh-huh. I have to go call the Channel 2.
Yeah, there's a different phone number, and you'll get to her show.
Oh, all right? God, I'm sorry.
No worries.
I apologize. What's your show?
No worries. This is Sam in the Morning with Danny, and we're having a lot of fun. We never take phone calls, but I saw you try it several times, so I picked it up. But...
Oh, that's nice of you to pick up. Yeah. All right, take it easy.
All right, bye. Yeah. So, yeah, I know. He calls in as he's asking us questions. But yeah, so that Coca-Cola drink is only for a slice of the market. We won't get to see it, but you know what?
I feel like Coca-Cola would do well if they made a good alcoholic drink.
You think?
I mean, it's such a big company. I can't imagine it not doing well.
Right. Yeah. They probably don't want to. I mean, it's a whole different market to be in alcoholic drinks, I guess.
Right.
So I don't know. By the way, tomorrow, folks, I'm going to jury duty, and I can't get out of it anymore, so I'm going to go there, and hopefully they'll find me not qualified enough to stay, because I have a business, I have a sick mother, and I can't freaking go. I can't afford this. And you know what? Another thing is, they aim all of this towards people that are employed by someone. But as far as self-employed, what am I supposed to do? I mean, how am I going to pay my rent if I take a week off to be on your trial?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You guys don't think about that?
No,
you know?
They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care. So I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I would love if I got called to jury duty and it was a murder trial.
Right.
I would be so happy. No, like, this I know, is so but, exciting.
But you don't have a lot to do during the day. Come on.
I know.
I have to fucking be here all the time.
I know. But what then again, I feel like court would be really boring.
Yeah.
Like, it's exciting to watch on, like, TV when they'd only show you the closing arguments, but all the other stuff, I'm like, oh, shoot me.
I know.
shoot me.
And they take out all the breaks and everything. And when you watch it here, you have to sit through, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
the lawyers going and discussing shit with the judge
yeah.
in the chamber.
Yeah, I'd be like, ugh. But it's funny that on every jury, it's just random people that got selected.
Right.
Just like random people that were like, you need to show up.
Yeah.
I wonder how many times... I don't know if I ever got, I did get summoned. I've never been summoned to jury duty.
Really?
Ever.
But are you registered to vote?
Yeah.
Oh. So
I mean, not here.
Not here. Yeah. So that's why they don't know where
but
you are.
But in Massachusetts I was.
Yeah.
And I was there for 28 years.
Oh. Okay.
Never once got asked to do jury duty.
Good for you.
Maybe because I have a record.
No, you think?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, I don't know.
Can't have criminals up there judging other criminals.
I don't know, but all I know is that they have a lot of people there that don't work because they can afford to be there. But I guess even when you work, they take you. So I don't understand that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know that I have an answer how you would pick people, but and maybe that's why it's like that.
Right.
You know, I mean, where do you cut off? You know, is it fair to let self-employed off and other people not? But you know, I don't know. I think often when you go to jury duty, the employer still pays you,
right?
They don't have to, but I think
right.
many do.
Yeah, I know. They don't thing. They pay you like something though.
Yeah, just
but it's
for,
like a shit,
yeah,
right?
$20 a day or something.
No, I thought it was 50. I thought it was $50 a day. Yeah,
that still doesn't cover anything.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know how I'm gonna get there at 7:45 tomorrow downtown LA.
You're going to have to leave at like 4:45.
No, I'll leave at 6:30 or something. I hope I'll get there. But I'm going to fall asleep. Last night I slept 8 fucking hours, Danny, and I'm still tired as hell.
I didn't sleep that much. I went to bed at 11:30 and Marcellus woke me up at 5.
Right. So you still got 6 hours.
Yeah.
Right.
It was decent. It was whatever.
I mean, the night before I'd only gotten about 3.5 hours and I was... Yeah, I was dead.
Yeah.
But it shows you, 8 hours, I'm still just as dead. So I'm waiting for them to get me the machine so I can start sleeping better at night.
I thought you were supposed to pick that up like over a week ago.
Oh, no, I did, but they didn't give it to us permanently. It was like for 2 days. I guess they wanted to see if it's doing anything for you. And that monitors it. And then they said, well, we'll send you a thing where you can come and pick up a machine permanently. And I don't know when that's going to happen.
Jeez.
I know. They didn't give me a freaking date. So I'm going to call them and find out because this is ridiculous, man. It really is. So because sleep apnea, that happens to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Apparently a lot of people.
My dad had it, but his was horrible. Like I could hear him like all the way in the basement snoring.
Yeah, yeah. I think
and I was like what the
too.
Fuck?
Yeah.
So then he just got the laser in his nose. Yeah. He doesn't even snore anymore.
I know. I think I'm going to do that with my nose.
I mean, he had like
anyway.
Nosebleeds for like 4 days.
Really?
And that was pretty much the only side effect.
Yeah.
funny.
No, because it's true. Even when I'm awake, I don't really breathe through my nose.
You know? Yeah.
It's bullshit.
See, that only happens to me when I'm sick and I have to breathe out of my mouth. And then breathing out of my mouth gives me a sore throat and then I get even more sicker.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
I know. Oh, well. So Facebook has to pay now $5 billion as penalty for privacy breaches. And, you know, I mean, this just goes to show you how they have so much power that they can do whatever they want with our data, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And for them, $5 billion is one month's worth of revenue. So it's not a big deal for them. $5 billion, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at least it brings it to light how they're playing with our privacy and our opinions and everything.
Right.
I mean, fuck, man. I'm reading this book about coders, about programmers, that how, like, who are they? What makes them up? And it's all like, you know, these young white kids from Berkeley and, you know, Silicon Valley, whatever. And they create products where they don't want other people, they don't want to see people disagreeing with them. So they're going to support a certain political view, a certain this, a certain that. And so they end up censoring things or not valuing our privacy as much as they should, you know. But
I don't understand that world at all.
I know.
I mean, shout out to the people that can do it, though. That's where the money's at.
Yeah. Yeah, but not everybody can do it. You have to be pretty much a person that doesn't socialize much.
Yeah.
That can sit in front of a screen nonstop
for
12 hours. Yeah. You know?
And it's like, and even if you created an app and it blew up, that's like your life forever.
Right.
Unless you get like, you hire coders that are just on your level and know what the fuck they're doing.
Right.
That sucks.
Yeah. But today you can build apps on your own, you know,
mm-hmm.
on websites and stuff. It's pretty cool, actually. All right, well, this is it for today. I have to go to the other room, get the show started. So we're going to be off tomorrow. Hopefully, we'll be back on Friday. If not, hopefully on Monday. I don't know what the hell's
going to
happen.
I'll keep you updated tonight. I'm going to figure everything out.
Okay.
Because she's going to be here for a while, so I'm like, we can spread this out. I just don't want to make two trips to San Diego.
Yeah.
I want to do one and done. It's a long ass drive.
Yeah.
I'm like, can we get a hotel, Gabby? Like, I'm not trying to, what is it? Like, if we left, if we went during the day, we'd probably have to leave at like, what, 8?
No, that to get there at
without
11?
Traffic. Like, I'd rather be in traffic for two hours, not 3.
No, no traffic is after 10, I think, or something. After everybody
or whatever
gets
is at
work.
Yeah.
I know. Oh, well, you have time to think about it.
All
right, everybody. Thank you all so much for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow soon.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.